This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Join us on an exhilarating journey with Lieke, a 22-year-old Dutch adventurer who's turned the world into her playground. With already a few dozen countries under her belt, she shares her riveting tales and invaluable tips from her global escapades. From scaling remote peaks to navigating the nuances of solo traveling, with some budgeting tips thrown in as well, this is definitely one you don't want to miss if you've ever thought, you know, I just want to get out and see the world. Tune in to uncover the secrets of embracing the world solo with the spirit of a fearless explorer.
Welcome to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast with DeAndre Koch, brought to you by Boldly Go. Beyond being the founder of Boldly Go, DeAndre has a deep expertise in financial planning through owning his own financial planning firm. This finance background has provided him unique insights, enabling him to navigate the travel landscape with ease and is considered a renowned travel hacker. On this podcast, we're all about assisting adventurous travelers and budding explorers in tackling their travel hurdles, teaching luxury travel hacking strategies, and highlighting the busy professionals that still find time and ways to get away. Expect travel tips, unforgettable destination stories, and guidance on maximizing your rewards points. Whether you're a seasoned traveler or just starting out, join us in exploring the best of global travel and become an expert luxury travel hacker yourself. This is your journey, but our revolution in the world of travel.
Welcome, everybody, to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast. I am your host, DeAndre Koch. I am very excited for this week's episode because I am happy to introduce Lieke. She is a 22-year-old girl from the Netherlands who has been traveling around the world, and I'm trying to figure out how she's doing, what she's doing. So I'm excited to have her on the podcast this week. She was actually recommended by her friend Marissa Webb, which was in episode 12. So Marissa was the one that was the digital nomad. If you haven't checked out that episode, please go back. That was a phenomenal one. But Lieke, I've got you here today, and I'm excited. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. And so for the listeners out there, if you've been following us, please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to get updated on all the latest episodes, as well as you can watch the full episode on our YouTube channel as well at Boldly Go World. And also to note, we've updated our best card offers for points and miles for the month of April on our site, and that link will be in the show notes. All right, Lieke. You just messaged me and said, hey, I just got done with a 10-hour hike. I just got on the bus. I was rushing. I ran off the mountain to be here for this episode, and you made it. So A, I'm super thankful. And let's just start with that. Tell us about the hike. Where'd you go? Where in the world are you right now? And tell us about the hike, and we're going to start there.
Right now, I'm in Juarez. It's It's in Peru, a bit more north, of Lima. I've been here like a few days right now, and I've just been hiking. It's like the hiking town of Peru, so that's why I went here. And last night, I was just checking with a friend from Peru. Oh, should we do a hike tomorrow again? And we found this Four Laguna hike. And it's not that popular, but it's pretty well marked. So we were just like, let's go. So we took the colectivo at 6 a.m. It's kind of like a shared taxi. And just went off and, just kept going. It was a pretty rough hike, but I really loved it. Yeah, it was awesome.
Awesome. So, I mean, already coming in, you're fired up. You've had a good hike to start your day. I'm just going to start with a few questions. So, I mean, sure. I know you're 22 years old.
Yeah.
How many countries have you been to, Lieke?
Right now, I think around 35. But like most of them, I've been in the last 2 years. So like I think 35. Yeah.
35 countries, most in the last 2 years. And yeah. I know you're from the Netherlands.
Correct.
So I assume you speak Dutch, and obviously you speak English. Any other languages you speak?
Yeah, so I had like a little bit of German in school because it's like next to us. So like for us, it's pretty easy, especially my dialect. German is really easy. And then I had 5 years of French, which I unfortunately haven't really used that much. And now since I started traveling, I've been learning Spanish, like on my travels. So now my French is kind of faded, but I can understand the conversations and I can follow conversations other French people have. I just have to think a lot to comment because I'm thinking in Spanish all the time. So yeah, couple of languages.
Very cool. Yeah. Well, if you're thinking in Spanish, then you're definitely immersed in the culture. That's for
crazy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. So Leke, tell me a little bit about your backstory, right? So what inspired you to start traveling? And I mean, how have you been able to travel so much? Do you work remotely? I mean, tell us a little about your background.
So I started traveling in 2019 in April. I just quit my college. I was studying nutrition and dietetics. Long story short, it was just too much for me. So I decided to quit and I just started working a lot. And at some point I was like, Mom, Dad, I want to go abroad. And Curaçao is like in the Caribbean, a little island. It used to be part of the Netherlands and it's always been my dream to go there. So I was like, okay, let's go. And kind of ever since then, that first solo trip, just like the little taste of the traveling just made me want to travel like all the time. And I haven't really stopped. Like I have been home a few times, but I just kept going. And yeah, so that's how it started, basically. I'm not doing remote work, but I did work in like quite a lot of like different places. Like I was an au pair in the States for a year and a half. So I got to see a lot in the United States as well. And then I did like entertainment work for hotels in Spain and France. So basically I was just doing all the activities with the kids and also with the adults. So you basically have like a free vacation kind of thing. And then I went to Australia and I had a working holiday. So I worked there a few months as well and then traveled around the rest of the year. And I also did the same thing in Canada. I worked there for 3 months and stayed around Canada for 5 months. So I traveled as well. So that's basically how I've been able to like travel a lot.
Awesome. Very cool. So you taking a step back, you had said that Curaçao was the kind of the first taste for you, right? Because that's a territory of the Netherlands. Yeah. I've been to Curaçao. I absolutely love it. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful country. And I know Aruba is also right. And so when I was in Aruba, I've been to Aruba a few times, and mm-hmm. I've made a lot of Dutch friends there. So that's really cool.
That was your
you know kind of road or entryway into the travel lifestyle. And of course, it's a beautiful country. I mean, Caribbean waters, just north of South America, like beautiful, beautiful place.
It was like paradise. It was completely like different. Like looking back, I was just 18, so it was my first solo trip. Also my first trip out of Europe because I just traveled with my parents within Europe kind of. And I don't know, I just loved like being alone and just meeting new people every single day, just not knowing what you're going to do tomorrow. I just love it. Yeah. So that's how I started.
Awesome. Well, tell us what are some of your most memorable travel experiences and adventures? Any really cool stories between your time and, you know, venturing around the world?
In the US, for example, I traveled with a lot of people I just met or like within like a Facebook group, and I never did that before. And actually it turned out pretty well. So like we had like, for example, in Alaska, we had a pretty random group with 4 girls, and it's probably still one of my most favorite group trips I've done. Although it was super random, I just knew one of them, and we're still friends right now. So that's awesome.
Very cool. Did you just kind of tag along with this friend and meet two other people, or there was literally a Facebook group that said show up at this point?
I think it was through a Facebook group. We were in like, I think my friend and I, we posted like, hey, we're looking for people to go to Alaska with and rent the car. And then there were these two, I think they were both German girls. They joined us and it was awesome. Like it was just a trip of a lifetime for sure. And then, like, after that, I did the national parks and I went to Hawaii and, like, there were some other people that went with me almost the whole trip. That was awesome too. I just think I really like the fact of meeting random people and just having a connection right away and just travel together is like insane. Like, you basically just pick up someone from the street, like, and you just have a little chat with each other and you're like, hey, where are you going tomorrow? Oh, I'm going to go there. Oh, me too. Let's go together. Like, it's super spontaneous and I really love it. Yeah. So like, I think that's definitely one of the most memorable things.
That's awesome. That's awesome. By chance, you know, with all of your different countries that you've been to, any really unique cultures that you think you said that you've experienced, whether you've gone kind of a little bit off the beaten path or whatever it may be. Yeah. Any really unique cultures that you've been surrounded by?
So the first time I've been to like non-Western countries was actually last year. I went to Central America and Mexico. And I was a bit scared, to be honest, in the beginning, because I didn't know how people were like going to react to like seeing a tall blonde girl on the street. And on the other hand, for me, it was just like the language. Like, I could speak a little bit of Spanish, but obviously just the basics. But I really loved it. And the fact that the locals actually really like seeing Europeans or just like completely different cultures, and they actually try to talk with you all the time, is actually awesome. And then, like, I went to some poorer countries as well. Like, for example, Nicaragua is like, it was just, I think, one of the first countries I went to where I got really confronted with like kids selling drawings on the street, or like just everywhere you walk, you see that the country's just not like very stable, and it really like confronted me a lot. So that's the moment when I started giving people like more tips, and just like, I decided to just buy stuff at local markets. I didn't really go to grocery stores, only for like the really necessary stuff. But I just try to support the locals way more in that way. So definitely it's been a lot like being in a completely different culture. But it's been really good, and I learned so much from it. So I'm really thankful for all of that, for sure.
No, that's awesome. Do you, so let's talk a little bit about the solo travel, right? So you just mentioned you know, tall, blonde, European female going to, you know, exploring a completely other side of the world for you. And for even, you know, for like our listeners that are American, right? So it's the same side of our world, but there's a lot of, there's a lot of prejudice and concerns around going to countries like Mexico. And, you know, people, a lot of people that do travel, they never leave the resorts. So they never see what's outside.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell me, you know, it sounds like you've had a really great experience overall, and you've been super bold, and that's what the whole brand, like Boldly Go, right? Like being bold, being adventurous. But can you talk through some...
It's not always like that, for sure.
Exactly. So can you talk through a little bit about the, you know, the things that you do, though, to make sure that you are safe, that you're in a good environment? You know, because I know you still have to be smart, right, when you're traveling. So how's that perspective been just as a solo female traveler?
Yeah, it's definitely tricky sometimes. And like I said, the first few weeks and months I was in non-Western countries, I got upset like quite a lot, because it's normal I think in Latin culture, it's normal to catcall people and to see like, hey, what are you doing? Like, just calling you on the street. And I was not used to that. So I didn't like it. And like, I like to go for a run in the morning, for example. But at some point I just mentally didn't want to do it anymore, because I knew there was like going to be 20 people like being catcalling me or even following me just to be funny. But at some point I try to like just switch off my mind and be like, okay, it's normal here. It's not just me. They do it to everyone. But of course, it's kind of like, it's really annoying and it still happens. I just try to ignore it. And that's the best you can do. Because as soon as you answer them, they're going to be like, oh, okay, she's interested. Then we're going to follow her. And you don't want
that. Right, that creates a whole other set of problems.
That creates a lot of trouble. But all in all, I've been pretty like good around that, and I've never really felt really unsafe. Like, for example, my parents didn't really want me to go to Mexico, just to be fair. I totally understand that. Like, it was not something like, oh yeah, she's going to Australia and it's fine, but Mexico is like, it's something different, and it's not everywhere and safe. Like, but I just try to tell my parents like, anything can happen anywhere, and I I'm not someone who goes out at night. That's like one thing that's really important to me. Just do not walk alone over the street at nighttime. I know some, like, a lot of girls tell me, like, oh, but you shouldn't worry about it. But I know it's just when you're alone, it's always different. And it's you're like a target, kind of. So I don't do that. I don't think I've ever felt really unsafe. I just try to be at home, like, around dark. Yeah, usually. Unless I'm with other people.
That makes perfect sense, right? And you're just being smart. That's, I mean, traveling, it's good to be adventurous. It's good to have fun and see amazing sights and explore. But you still have to be smart because, like you said, anything can happen anywhere, right? Even in your own home country, you have to still be smart about what you do.
Yeah. And it's also like, I really like talking with people, but it's also at the same time where things can go wrong as well because you easily trust someone. So I really taught myself how to, like, be cautious about that not everybody is as nice as they see. Even if you're in a, like, I usually stay in hostels because it's just, first of all, it's the cheapest option, usually. And second, I really like meeting other people to travel with or to hike with. And you can't really do that if you're sitting in your hotel room alone. But anyway, right. Like, use the lockers, for example. Don't just leave your stuff around. Usually you're fine. Like, nobody in the hostel would like, search through your bag or whatever, but it does happen. I even heard that some people left their luggage, for example, at the hostel when they went for a hike, and then some of the volunteering staff just stole something. And I'm like, so it doesn't have to be people in your dorm, it can be anyone. So yeah, I usually just take my important stuff with me. I don't leave my passport in the hostel or whatever, I just bring it with me.
Hey everyone, this is DeAndre Koch interrupting the episode real quick to let you know that if you want to travel in style and luxury, thanks to travel hacking, here's an amazing opportunity to learn how. I've partnered with Lux Travel Hacks to offer you a special discount on their in-depth online course. It busts common myths, teaches the basics, and even has advanced techniques that surprised even me. Imagine exploring ancient ruins in Italy or sipping cocktails on a Polynesian beach and traveling there in business or first class, all for less than you'd pay for economy. This limited time offer saves you 50% and you even get bonus content that's not available to the public. You also get access to the private Lux Travel Hacks Facebook community where you can grow even more in your travel expertise. Click the link in the show notes and use the code BOLDLYGO at checkout to take advantage of this huge opportunity. All right, now back to the show.
So are you, when you're traveling right now, are you staying in a hostel or staying in?
Yeah, but I'm actually in a private room right now because I'm traveling with this Peruvian girl I met in Lima, and she was going to go the same way. And then when we got here, it was the same price to get like a dorm bed or a private room. So of course we chose for a private room. So that's super really cool. Nice sometimes. Yeah, it's much better.
Yeah, so just to make sure I'm clear here. So on your travels, kind of by yourself, you made a friend. She's Peruvian herself. She's like, hey, I'm going the same direction you are. And you're just like, well, let's go together. And then you guys got here and just decided, you know what, let's just share a room as opposed to sharing just a bed at, you know, or not sharing a bed, but, you know, having a bed in a room with a bunch of people.
Yeah. So we met in Lima like a couple of days ago. So we already knew each other because we were staying in the same hostel and that's how we met. So we did like a few things in Lima together, and we just had like a really good connection. And we were like, okay, I was telling her I was going to Juarez. She didn't have a plan. And she was like, oh, I'm actually kind of getting bored in Lima. I might join you. So she joined me, and it's been really fun. We've just been hiking a lot here. So,
awesome. Yeah. Where's been your favorite hostel that you've stayed at anywhere in the world so far?
Oh, it's a really hard question. I had some really cool hostels in Patagonia, actually. And they were surprisingly cheap. Like, I would pay, for example, $12 US dollar. And I had breakfast included. And everybody has their own little capsule kind of thing. So, like, you can close the whole, like, curtain and window. And you have, sometimes you even have, like, a screen in your room. Like, it's insane. And the breakfast was really good there.
For $12 a day.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, and here it's even less sometimes. I think a few days ago I had a hostel, like it was awesome. It was like $4 with breakfast, and I've never had that cheap before, but it was like, it was still really great. So you just save a lot of money by staying in hostels, but I do know and realize that it's not going to be like that forever for me, because I get tired of it a lot as well, because constantly meeting new people is a lot as well. Yeah. So sometimes I just book a private room, because especially in these countries here in South America, it's not that expensive usually. I just swap around a little bit, like dorms and private rooms. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Very cool. Very cool. So on your travels and your journeys as well, right, you're really embodying that spirit of being adventurous. General, are a lot of your trips focused around hiking? Are they just, you know, seeing the sights in general? I know you actually post on your Instagram, you post a lot about what things cost you, and yeah. So you share a lot of great information. So we're going to put your Instagram in our show notes, of course, but what do you look for when you're traveling? What do you look to do? What's next?
It's actually pretty random for me. Like if I know I want to go to a certain country, I do some research, but usually I just wait till I get there to ask the locals, hey, what do you recommend me to do? Like, because everything on the internet is like where all the tourists go. And for sure, like, for example, Machu Picchu, of course I want to see it. And like now it was low season, so it was an amazing time to go. But like other things, like I didn't know anything about Juarez, for example. I just asked around and I met some Peruvian people as well in Bolivia. So I asked them a lot of questions already before getting here. But I definitely do prefer doing activities. Like, I don't like sitting at a resort all day. I just can't. I like a beach day, but I also can't sit at the beach all day. So usually, the first day when I arrive in a new city, I just walk around, like, all day just to explore the area, or, like, I go for a run. So I know, for example, where the grocery store is, where some tourist agencies are, for example. And then I do my research more online, like, hey, how much are these tours? How much are these tours? Usually you can find a lot of activities at the hostel itself as well, because they just have like partnerships with like different agencies and they organize tours. So you can usually book through your hostel, which is way easier. And yeah, of course, hiking and like just random things. Like in Brazil, for example, I went hang gliding, just like random activities. I absolutely love it. Yeah.
Very cool. How do you budget for all the different things? Because I know you're moving around a lot and you have worked in a couple different places, but yeah. How do you really work to manage the financial part of what you do, right? Because I'm sure that's not easy when you're literally
definitely
traveling on a budget.
Yeah, I do manage it pretty well. I have to be honest, like I keep track of what I spend just because I like the fact of like, okay, for Bolivia I spent this much. Oh, that means that Chile was way more expensive, for example, like just to see the differences. And then at the end, when I'm back home or whatever, I can make a reel about it and just be like, okay, if you want to go to Chile, guys, this is what I spent, and this is how you can like budget more. So, for example, I stay in hostels. That's one, how I save a lot. I try to like travel around with local buses, or just like, for example, in South America, there's a lot of bus companies. But if you pay online, it's, for example, more expensive than when you go to the bus terminal. Or how else? Like, I like to cook in hostels. If you meet some people in hostels, you can cook together. Lately, I've mostly been eating out just because it's almost, like, cheaper than cooking. And if I'm not staying in one place long enough, I don't like to cook too much because you can't bring it with you, kind of.
Right.
If you travel by bus too long. What else? I've done, a little bit of couch surfing. I don't know if anybody, like, everybody knows what that is, but it's basically like Airbnb. Everybody has like a different profile, and if you want to host backpackers or travelers, you apply for like a host, for example. And I did both, so like I hosted a few people in Canada when I was living there, And I also use Couchsurfing in Canada for the first time. So it basically means you sleep randomly on someone's couch for free. And I never really wanted to try it because I thought it was like really scary. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. But then in Canada, I was paying $80 for one night in a hostel. And I was like, okay, that's insane. It was just like a shared dorm. So I called like some of my Canadian friends and they were like, oh, you should try this app. And I'm like, are you sure? And they're like, yeah, it's very common here. So I tried it. And then I met a really lovely lady on Vancouver Island and I actually lived with them for 4 months. So that was insane. Like, that's not normally like that, but I tried to use it a few times in South America. Unfortunately, many people don't answer. So like if you send a request from, give an example, for 2 days in March and you're like, oh, I'm going to be in this city. I would like to meet the locals just for like the exchange of culture. So you send a request, tell something about yourself, and then they can see your profile, your references and whatever. But many people didn't ask, so I've only used it a few times. But you can save a lot of money with that as well, and also meet the locals, which is awesome, usually. So yeah, that's, I think, the main things to save money.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. So I got to ask, would you consider yourself, Lika, a backpacker, or how do you travel? I mean, is it just you with a backpack? Do you, I imagine you're probably not bringing on a 50-pound or, 25-kilogram, checked bag everywhere you go.
No.
So how do you travel around in all these places?
So like I have one Osprey backpack. Right now it's a bit heavier because I just bought like new shower stuff and I didn't buy like the big bottles, which is not the best, but if you can use it longer, so I just use that. I think right now it's about, I don't know what it's in pounds, but it's like probably like 16 kilogram.
So around 30, yeah, about, that's like a 35-pound backpack, almost 40-pound backpack.
Yeah, so it's still pretty heavy. And then I have one day pack, which I use for hiking. And if I'm going from place to place, there will be like a little bit of clothes in there as well. So I just, these two bags, and that's what I've been using.
So your whole life is sitting in one, yeah, so two, oh, wow, yeah. So 2 years, your whole life has been right out of a backpack.
Yeah, and I actually started with only like 12 kilogram backpack. I didn't even have the day pack yet. That's how I started, because my plan was to just go to Australia for 2 months. And unfortunately, that didn't work out because I'm still gone right now. But of course, you collect more stuff. I got rid of a lot of clothes and I bought some new ones. So it's still like pretty heavy for sure.
That's awesome, Lika. You are living an adventure, and kudos to you for doing all this and doing all this at such a young age and just getting out there and getting after it. So that is super cool. But before we wrap up, I would love to hear, are there any more travel tips that you have for, either young travelers, solo travelers, female travelers, any travel tips you have out there? And then also would love to hear, what are some of your top travel destinations based on the places that you've been?
Right. About some tips. I mean, there's always like a lot of tips you can give to people, but I think mainly just follow your heart. If you have a destination in mind, don't let anyone stop you from going there. Like, just because some people say, oh, it's really dangerous. Oh, why do you go there? If you really want to go somewhere, you can do it. There's some places in the world you should not go right now, but I think you should know that before going, of course, but just check that, like, for sure check the immigration, and for sure before you go to a single country, just check on their government website what you need to enter the country, because I've had it a few times that you arrive and you're like, oh, I didn't know that, but it's literally just always on the government website. Also, it's always good to have a power bank for sure. Make sure you have like a few bank cards, so if you lose one or one gets stolen, that you still have another one, and don't bring all of them in the same wallet, for example. And yeah, just don't be scared to like travel alone, because in the beginning it's like a lot and you feel lonely, you're probably a bit homesick, but it's like, it's really normal. But you actually are never really alone, because everywhere you go there will be people. There might be some places where there's almost no people, but I think you're never really alone unless you go in the jungle for a hike or whatever. That's like an exception, but
got it.
Yeah. I think anyone who wants to travel can do it. And also, like, if you don't have a lot of money, try, like, work away, go to a country and do, like, volunteering work. And it sounds, like, really easy. It may not be, but, like, work away is a really good thing. I've not tried it yet, but a lot of people do it. They go to, like, for example, Peru, and they work on the beach for 2 weeks. They get accommodation, food, everything for free. And in exchange, they work, like, 5 hours a day, sometimes even less. So it's a really great way to, like, get to know the country and also for free. So, yeah.
Awesome. Awesome, Like. Any top travel destinations, top recommendations based on your experiences that you'd recommend for travelers in general or the solo traveler? Any top destinations you'd recommend?
It's a really hard question because it's really hard for me to, like, compare different countries. But I really, like, in Central America, I think Nicaragua was one of my favorites. So it has volcanoes, it's got beaches, it's got mountains, like, everything is there. The people are very kind. The food is all right. Like, it's not super amazing, but the food is okay. Yeah, so in Central America, I really like Nicaragua. And I think in South America, I was really surprised by Bolivia. I didn't know anything about Bolivia, so I just went from the north of Chile. I took a tour to the salt flats. And after that, I, like, saw so many, like, incredible things. Like, I went to one of the most dangerous mines in the world. So, like, it's just very various. Like, there's so many different things in Bolivia I didn't know about. So I think Bolivia is definitely, for South America, like, in the top list. Brazil is also amazing, but it's too big to, like, be able to tell more about it. I just went there for 1 month, so I can't really... Like, I really loved it, but I haven't seen too much.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, it's like saying go to the United States. I mean, it's a massive country.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I like traveling in the U.S. as well. It's just not a backpacker country, in my opinion. Right. Same with Canada. Both of the countries are, like, really expensive, first of all. And second, it's not, like, easy to travel with your backpack there. It's not like, oh, you take a bus and you go to the next city. It's just, it's a lot harder to, like, travel without using the plane.
Right.
So that's what I struggle with a little bit in Canada and also the U.S. Although in the U.S., I just left my suitcase, for example, at my host family. So I just had, like, smaller stuff with me, whatever. And then I think one of my favorite countries is Australia, for sure. That's why I stayed longer, because the plan was to just go for 2 months 2 years ago. And then after a few weeks, I was like, wow, this country is, like, insane. I can't leave yet. So yeah, it's just, the people are really chill. Working there is just a total different vibe from working back home. So I really liked it. And in Asia, I unfortunately haven't seen that much yet. I really like Thailand and I went to Bali.
Thailand's one of my favorite countries of all times. Thailand's one of my favorite countries of all times. And we're going to be in Bali in just a couple of months. So we're excited about that.
Wow, yeah, it's cool.
Very cool.
Thailand was amazing, and the food was just, I think, one of the best foods you can have, like, in the world.
I agree 100%. Well, Lieke, yeah. Perfect. I am super glad that we were able to have this opportunity to chat today and hear your story. You talked about a lot of great things, everything from, you know, just being smart in your travels, be adventurous, mm-hmm. go out there and get after it. You know, you mentioned being able to, if money is an issue, do a workaway, couch surf.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there's a lot of different creative things that you can do. So I know this is a really different taste from my typical podcast. We're talking about a lot of luxury travels, but I wanted to highlight someone like yourself because you have a really cool story, an incredible story, really, of all the countries you've been to at such a young age. And, you know, it's just going to keep getting better. So thank you for taking the time out today. Lieke, how can listeners connect with you?
I do a lot with Instagram, just in my stories, to keep people updated from where I am at, because I know it's kind of hard to keep track of it. So that's what I'm doing. And I'm currently, like, working on some other things to make sure I can help more people, but it's still a bit, like, low pace because I'm traveling right now.
Right.
So I think Instagram is the best way to connect.
And what's your Instagram handle?
Lieke, so my name. L-I-E-K-E, and then it's like, I don't know how you say, like,
underscore.
Yeah, underscore, and then WN.
Got it. Yeah. And we're going to put that in the show notes as well so everyone can see that.
Perfect.
And follow you. And I hope they do because you put out some really great content and your stories your pictures are amazing. So any last thoughts, Leeke, before we wrap up?
I just want to tell everybody, don't let anything stop you. Follow your dreams because they're worth it. And just live every day like it's going to be your last one because you only have one life, and don't let anyone or anything stop you. That's what I want to give to everyone.
Awesome. Live every day like it's your last. Leeke, thank you for being bold. The title of the podcast is Revolutionizing Your Journey, and that means so many different things, but your journey is very different from the typical traveler, the typical vacationer, and I think you have your own way of revolutionizing it. So it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show today.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time as well. We're going to go ahead and make sure that you're in the show notes as well. Again, thank you. And for the listeners out there, again, please don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and tell your friends. And we'll see you on the next episode. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for tuning into the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, brought to you by Boldly Go. Hit that follow button so you don't miss out on new episodes. For deeper insights and to level up your travel game with our strategies, book a consultation with us. Head over to www.boldlygo.world to set it up and explore more. The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of Boldly Go. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The strategies and results referenced on this site, while proven, are not guaranteed. While most who apply the principles referenced will achieve similar results, you may not yourself. Your results will vary and depend on many factors that may be in or out of your control, but include factors such as your credit score, financial status, business experience, etc. It is your responsibility to consume and implement these recommendations at your own risk. We cannot be held responsible for any failure to do so.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real. But only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.